The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
VFL manager Aaron Black is all over us this afternoon. Blackie, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Kingy, Benny Cass and Matty Kershaw, who you would probably know well from your time at Werribee when you're on North Melbourne's list. Disappointing for the boys today. They were just all over you from probably early in the contest and you weren't able to keep up with a pretty talented team.
Yeah, g'day guys. Dark day for us, but full credit to Werribee. Their last month of football's been really good. So yeah, you're right. They just controlled the footy, and we couldn't really ever get it on our terms.
All right. The key question though is how did the returning players get through? So Henry, Holmes, Stevens, Radigalia, can you just give us a bit of a summation of their performances and how they've been able to track through the contest this afternoon?
Yeah, they all got through pretty well. Obviously had, I think, five guys return. So it was good, and, you know, it'd be good over the next couple of weeks to get a bit of continuity for them. But they actually performed pretty well. Holmesy, in the second half, especially from a couple of centre clearances he did, he burst out of the middle and, you know, got it, sparked a bit of life for us there. Stav was good. He got through the game well, and he was launching at the ball and probably could have kicked four or five, just didn't quite kick straight a couple of times. He was really good and looked strong, and not much the same out of with Holmesy out of the middle, the two of them. They were pretty good on the inside. So they all got through pretty well. It just wasn't our day.
Yep. Jack Henry, can you just give us a couple of words on his performance?
I hope so. Jack, yeah, he was good. Read the ball really well like he does. He's such a good one-on-one defender, but then a few times he took some really good intercept marks for us as well. So he did really well. And the other one we had returning was young Nick Stevens. He was good as well, some run and carry off half back. But it was kind of between the arcs for us today. The short kicking game, wherever they were really on.
How did Toby Conway go rucking against his brother?
Yeah, I actually didn't know until I got there. I'm like, are they related? Everyone's like, yeah, they're brothers. I'm like, okay. Makes sense of the two biggest blokes out there. a bit of rivalry also between the brothers. You can see they got a bit feisty at times there, but I think it was a pretty good battle. It was a pretty even battle between the two. I did end up looking at the hit outs and that at the end, but I reckon it would have been pretty tight between them.
Aaron, how much is it at VFL level when you're chopping and changing, you know, so many players? How much is it trying to win? How much is it development? How much of your in-game decision is about, you know, just teaching rather than winning? Or is it all about winning?
You want to teach winning. it's a tricky balance. But, you know, we go out there, we want to win every game. And so do the guys playing. But at the same time, you want them to develop. And, you know, a lot of the guys coming through, whether it's VFL listed or AFL listed, are younger guys. It's about getting that right balance. And in the moment, you definitely make the coaches are really good at making decisions. Turns are right. We need to try and change something, win the game. We've got full reign to our coaches have full reign to try and win the game. It is a tricky balance. But a few of those guys today, they've probably never met a few like VFL AFL guys crossed over. Not a whole lot, so it'll be good over the next, you know, week or two to get some more consistency with the playing group as well. But I'll tell you one thing, I get confused when I'm doing all the ins and out each week. There's about 8 or 9 every week.
Yeah, you need a couple of pencils, the old HB style.
He was just laughing at your joke.
Yeah.
Kersh?
Blackie, was there anyone running around at Werribee that you would have played with in your time over there?
Yeah, there was. They wreaked havoc too. Hanson, I think they probably had 60 possessions and 3 or 4 goals between them. So they did really well. So yeah, it's they're going really well, and they're probably the key cult to their team. I reckon their ladder position, they jump in the 8 now. Wherever, you know, I reckon they lost a couple of tight ones early, but they're definitely a top 6 side. They've really hit some form now too. So they're good. I think. For them, good for them. They'll be pretty hard to beat back end of the year.
It was a missed opportunity for your boys too. You could have actually moved into a share of fourth with the game in hand, but unfortunately, you find yourself now in a bit of that muck for just a spot in the bottom half of the eight, Blackie.
Yeah, I know Kenny, you have to remind me.
He loves rubbing it in, Blinky, does he? You got any dirt on him? No. Throw something back, come on.
Nah, he's not bad. Looked after me. Nah, it's a big game. Obviously, the last 2 weeks, haven't really gone our way, but that's footy. The VFL comp, obviously, with 21 teams and only a top eight, it means you got to win your fair share to get in the top eight. You know, back in the past, you could go almost at 60%, 9-9 or 10-8, you'd be comfortably in the eight, but now you almost got to go, I don't know, probably 11-7 or 12-6 come the end of the year to get in there.
Absolutely. Blackie, Richmond next week at midday at GMHBA Stadium. So the VFL boys get to return home in front of the fans, obviously, after the Cats play the Tigers at the MCG on Saturday as a twilight fixture. Appreciate your time, Blackie. Always good to talk VFL with you. Thanks for the update, and enjoy the trip back, and we'll catch up with you soon on K-Rock Footy.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Aaron Black, VFL manager there from the Cats.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.